Okay, good morning, everybody. So, continuing with the v'cheins, again, working backwards, yesterday we talked about the idea of pirsum v'cheit b'rabim, which is, again, only in the situation of ashat tzricha l'kach, lindos l'achrim, prior to that, hafker bezdin hafker, prior to that, malkin halotov ha'shmua, prior to that, you know, when it comes to dine nefasho, smakin v'onchin shalom min adin, again, you know, when there's the gedoras ha'peretz. And then prior to that, when it comes to Dine Mamonos, you know, Afal Pi Shein Raya Berura, so again, it's all part of that, you know, discretion of the Dayanim to do what's, you know, necessary, both, you know, on the one hand for Emes, and on the other hand for, you know, society. So that's really the balance that the Rambam is talking about here, is how to rule in a particular case that best balances what can be two very conflicting impulses, right? The needs of the particular individual in question versus the, you know, the needs in society, right? Because, you know, Dayanus itself really serves this dichotomous function of course, adjudicating fairly tzedek, but particular individuals, but at the same time, right, creating certain precedents, deterrents, incentives for society at large. This is even a universal principle. When the Rambam, you know, talks about Dinei B'nei Noach, he uses a dual expression in terms of the mandate, Ladon B'sheish Mitzvos Elu, meaning, you know, Din is to capture the other six areas, but also Lahaz here as Ha'am, to create a certain awareness of what you might call public immorality. The Ran also supports very much that idea. So the next section after Nido is V'chein Yesh L'dayin, this is Halacha Chas, Lasos Merivai Merayu La'rivimo. I want to come back to that expression. What does it mean? Ra'i la rivima ulakalalo, ulakoso, litlosh sa'aro, right? Even sa'ara sa'zakan. Ula hashbia belohim bal karcho shalo yasa, o shalo asa, right? So mashbian oso, tolshin sa'aro, meriva, klala, haka'a, shenemar, ve'arivimam ve'akalaleim, ve'akamihem anashim, ve'amertem, ve'ashbiyem, Elohim, it's a pasuk in the 13th chapter of Nehemiah. So Rashi notes, you know, based on the Gemara, that, you know, what we're talking about here in terms of this discretion of the Dayan, Minalan, Dinat Sinan, which is again Lashon of Riv, Elaitinan, that's Klala, Umachinan, right, that's Haka, Talshinan, Seyar, right, Kedar, that's literally Kimashmo, Umashbinan, those five areas go together, Dechsev, Arivi, Mamba, Kalim, so Rashi commenting on this Gemara, just like, you know, who are we talking about? Who's ra'oi for this kind of behavior, right? So the in contrast to before, in terms of hefker best and hefker, the mafkarin and the chasim, Rashi said, man delotzayis lehu l'rabbanon, a person who just generally isn't listening to the rabbis, right? But here, you know, when it comes to ve'arivi man v'akalaleim, La'osam shehoshivu nashim nachrios. Right, so I don't think Rashi is telling us, just in case you're not familiar with Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, but it seems like Rashi might have a little bit of a different standard, right? So it's very fascinating. Let me go back to the Rambam. So the Rambam, in the context of Nidoy, talked about Misheino ben Nidoy doesn't technically deserve it, but Kedei Ligdor Peretz. So we talked about the social impetus both yesterday and at the beginning of the recording today. And then again, in the context of Hefker, based on Hefker, the Rambam also, again, said, Ligdor Paratos, Hadas, Lachadek, Abedek, Oliknos, Alamzeh, etc. So the Rambam, you know, is trying to give certain kinds of general kedarim. Here, the Rambam just says, Meriva maro'oi lariv imo, not limiting it necessarily to, you know, osan shenaso nashim nachrios, but there's an idea that there are certain people who, you know, have crossed over into a territory where their behavior is so outside of acceptable grounds, like, you know, for example, those who marry in the context of Ezra and Nehemiah, nashim nachrios, that it becomes legitimate. But here the Rambam doesn't say, you know, Ligdor Peretz. If it's just Ligdor Peretz, you could put them in Nidoy. But you get the impression here that, you know, this is a right, we're now escalating affairs, because you talk about Klala, and you talk about Hakka'a, and you talk about, you know, Tlisha Seyar, and, you know, Hashabah, Bal Karcham. So these elements seem to be an escalation. But Misharoi Lakach, again, if it's just a matter of Ligdor Saperetz, so for that we have, you know, maybe Hefker Best and Hefker, we have Nidoy. But when it gets into, you know, bodily areas, when we get into corporal force, so I think that's a different category altogether. Previously we said Malkit Alo Tova Shmua, that's only a din in Arayos. But if we're going to really use Tlisha Seir, and we're really going to use Kalala and, you know, Haka'a, you know, Shvua, which is something you never really trifle with, and, you know, Lariv Imam, right? These, I think, are escalations, and I think that's why the language of the Rambam changes just from, you know, Ligdor Saperetz to somebody, you know, whose averos are so significant, and they're completely without remorse and totally recalcitrant with respect to their commitment, dedication, as it were, to pursue, you know, this lifestyle and these egregious violations. So there, the Rambam says, these are the individuals, Shemotu Larivimam, Lakalam, Litlosh Sa'aram, etc. All of these escalations, I think, are just more than Hashat Zrich Lakach, Maligdor Saparetz. Here, these escalations really require a certain Chumras Ho'aveira that goes beyond with the threshold bar for Hefker Bez and Hefker, even for Nidoy.